The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived. We are really eager to talk to Bruce Feldman about his latest with Max Olson. It's really a deep dive into what happens. You hear the rumors. You hear coaches talking about around the edges of what's happening in the portal, how new money is affecting what we're seeing every day. But in The Athletic, under the heading Tampering Confidential in College Football, it's inevitable and impossible to stop. A fascinating piece. Bruce, thank you. Bruce Feldman, always great to have you on our program. And tell us some of this we suspected, but in reading it in cold, hard print made it fairly chilling information. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Yeah, it was fascinating to kind of, I felt like we learned a lot in this story just because there was a lot of layers to it. There was rumors we'd heard for a little while, and then when the more people we talked to, the more we found so many different layers of it. You know, whether it's the direct, blatant stuff where it's going from coach to player, and when I say coach to player, I mean a coach who's not involved, you know, with the player, or there is a 7-on-7 coach who's the middleman, or there's an agent who's the middleman. It's going on all over the place. And initially we started out this as a really what's going on with Group of Five schools getting plucked apart. But it's really a lot more than that. It's a lot of Power Five schools are dealing with it too.
Bruce, I know there are a lot of stories that you detail in this, but is there a basic composite of how it works for those of us who hear the rumors? We hear coaches talk about it, but we really don't know what's going on now in college athletics. What is happening?
I think what's going on is, you know, early on we had talked to somebody who said that they had heard a lot of smaller schools, Group of Five schools, but certainly some FCS schools maybe weren't updating their roster information online as a way to try to hide some of the information about their players. And the more people we talked to, they were like, that doesn't even matter because these staffs have now pretty big personnel departments and they are going through the PFF, Pro Football Focus website, where it has a, you know, you can break down all sorts of play information and film information. So they are able to evaluate guys on everybody's roster and to see who's on their wish list. And, you know, I remember one of the staffs I talked to mentioned a player who they thought was the number one offensive line prospect in college football. And honestly, it was a guy who's a 3-star player coming out of high school. But it was just interesting to hear, like, this is a guy I'd never heard of. And I would imagine, you know, last year at this time, most of my peers who cover college football wouldn't know anything about this player. But he was already ID'd. He wasn't even in the portal. He's still not in the portal. My guess is he probably stays at the place he was playing at. But just to hear this kind of information and these, like I said, the depth of it was really eye-opening.
Bruce, what is going on across the board in relation to keeping players? It's one thing to go out and get one. It's another thing to have to pay to keep the guy you've already committed. You've already got committed and signed, and he's on your roster. How does that work?
It's hard. I mean, I think that's one of the factors. We've seen a bunch of assistant coaches leave to go to the NFL, and that was one of the issues. I think it's a real headache for roster management. One of the coaches I know we had talked to said it was not uncommon for him to have a player basically come into his office and say, so-and-so says I can get, you know, X six figures, you know, low six figures. What do you think the school can do for me? And, you know, the coach was just kind of at wit's end because there really wasn't much more that he thought he could do. And like I said, that seemed like it was not a rare exception, you know, and this is at a place which is a big time Power Five school. And that was, you know, what you would have. And I think when if people haven't read the story we did on The Athletic, one of the things that I think was, you know, a key point that honestly, when we started reporting this, I didn't think about it. I don't think most people do who cover the sport. But the agent part of this, in terms of the agents who are doing NIL deals, if you think about it in this context, and this was explained to me by one college coach, you know, not that long ago, and I'm talking like a year or two ago, agents might say to a guy who's a quarterback, maybe he's a sixth round prospect, maybe he's worse than that or less than that, say, you know, go in the draft, take your chances, believe in yourself. And the agent is getting, you know, 3% of that. Who knows if the player ends up sticking on a roster. Now, those same kind of agents would say, no, you should transfer, give yourself the best chance, knowing that now, instead of 3%, they can get 15 or 20% of the cut. And so the economics of it, you see a lot of guys transferring, maybe not to better situations either, you know, in terms of for their draft stock. I mean, we have numbers, you know, data in our story that indicate, especially for a lot of positions, it may be to the detriment of your draft stock to find a different, you know, different program and a different system and try to learn it on the fly and fit in with new teammates. But you probably will get, hopefully, you know, if the school follows through or the collective follows through, you'll probably get more money at the next stop. But it may be a short-term game because you may end up a guy who might be a middle-round pick or a late-round pick. They may not get drafted.
Talking to Bruce Feldman about his piece with Max Olson in The Athletic, in the article you talk about Jordan Addison. A year ago, he was a Biletnikoff winner, and there were numerous reports out there. He was looking at Georgia. He was looking at Alabama, other schools as well. Ended up, of course, with Lincoln Riley in Southern Cal. The rumors were endless. Sometimes you don't really know what to believe. Bruce, I realize you talked about him in the article, not specifically about what he got, but how unhappy Pat Narduzzi was. But is that one of the more celebrated cases? Because we see a lot of players that don't go anywhere and you don't hear much about it, but he went somewhere.
He did. What's interesting is, you know, from what I was told, Narduzzi went into this basically saying to him, you could help their quarterback win the Heisman. He needs you more than you need him, because Addison has won the Biletnikoff Award, and he ended up going to a different system with had a lot of success. His numbers weren't quite as good as they were at Pitt. Now he's going to have to play with a new quarterback either way, because Kenny Pickett was moving on to the NFL. But it is, I don't know if you ever get the full story from Jordan Addison or people in Jordan Addison's camp about that. Why that became such a hot story was you had the Biletnikoff winner. You had it happening right after spring football. You obviously had Lincoln Riley, who's incredibly polarized, and you had the factor of Pat Narduzzi, who is not, you know, as people can read in the story, you know, Pat went on the record with us to talk about it when I asked him any regrets, because it really got messy. He's like, hell no regrets. And he also points out, when I asked him this, I said, do you think it has something to do with the way you spoke out and were pretty combative about it? Do you feel like that's a reason why you guys did not get a bunch of other schools maybe trying to poach your players this year, which you didn't? They lost like a backup kicker and maybe a third or fourth team receiver, and that was it. And he goes, maybe it was. Maybe because they know I'll say whatever, you know, I'll say my piece. I'm not going to, you know, sit on my hands. If I feel like somebody's doing something dirty, I'm going to call them. And he did. I think he called Lincoln Riley a couple of times, you know, in that process. And what we got into, obviously Narduzzi spoke out and he was not shy about putting his name on it. But a bunch of other coaches we talked to, I was like, why, you know, if you have the information that maybe is damning to a school that might have tampered with one of your players, how come, you know, how do you handle it? And a bunch of the coaches said, listen, nothing's going to come of it. You know that. And even Narduzzi told me in the story, he said, you know, I spoke to the NCAA. Nothing came of it with Jordan Addison. I mean, people can read that in the story. But with the other, you know, situations, the coaches all say, look, the players don't want to seem like they're ratting out somebody. It's like, it's not a good story for anybody where that goes, and they don't have really a lot or any faith in the NCAA that the NCAA is going to do anything about it.
On that subject, I know the NCAA went public, as you relate in your piece about trying to seek out help, but is there any evidence, Bruce, 2 years later, that the NCAA has done anything more than just blanket and really inarticulate conversation about what they ultimately will do. They don't seem to be backing it up, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, it feels like it's par for the course with the MTA. I suspect at some point they will probably get, you know, screenshots of DMs or something that somebody will pass along. The question is then what are they really going to do with it? I mean, they're severely hampered by, you know, lack of it, you know, enforcement staff. They can't chase all this stuff. And then it's like, who ultimately are they going to come down on? And there's a lot of plausible deniability that comes down to this. You know, if you talk to the Pitt people, you know, they surmise that Caleb Williams, who's from the same area, you know, D.C., Maryland area that Jordan Addison's from, that there, you know, he was the person who was having the conversations. Maybe that's the workaround for, you know, in that case, and that's the workaround for a lot of schools. And, you know, whether it's a high school coach or a 7-on-7 coach who's the middle person, I think it's hard for the NCAA to do much with this. It's like, it's just a really hard thing for them to crack down on. But there's plenty of people from what we've been told who are pretty blatant. Like there's a story that we have in there of a Group of Five coach who lost what he thinks is an All-American player in the portal. And, you know, the player basically, I guess, told the coach when he wanted to talk to him that about the portal. He was basically already had the conversations before he was in the portal with the place he ended up going to. That coach told me he talked to their compliance staff about it, but he doesn't think anything's going to happen. So, you know, I think we're all skeptical enough to see the NCAA is not going to crack down on, you know, in a lot of these places just because it's par for the course with them.
Indeed. Bruce Feldman, great piece in The Athletic, in case you would like to check it out. We head to the break now. We'll get your reaction to that and finish the program out with your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
What you got, Larry?
I want to tell you something. I heard you and that clown talking about Georgia has out-recruited Bama.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Well, I didn't say that. It's fact.
Well, let me lay some facts on you. See, I ain't like you and that bozo. Y'all just talking garbage. we just got a player from Georgia, played 35 games with Georgia. He transferred to Bama.
No, Larry, you misunderstood me. I am talking about the 2024 recruiting class.
That's what, and I'm talking we do in 2024, Paul. We got, you know what, you always want to get in.
Larry, according to ESPN right now, Georgia is number one, Alabama is number 12.
You might be talking about something that I didn't know about number
I think, Larry, we talk about a lot of things here that you don't know anything about.
I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you right now, Georgia is not out recruiting Bama for 23. I don't know about this.
Larry, I didn't say 23. I said 24. That is 2-0.
Well, we got enough.
2-4. That is the upcoming recruiting class. 23 is over. That was ended in February. 24, the first signing period is in December, Larry. December. That is the final month of the year.
That's what that guy was talking about being crooked and doing the portal thing. That's what Kirby's doing, running around stealing players. He's the best at that, cheating. That's what he's best
Larry,
at.
He does not need to steal anyone. He's got enough good players.
Yeah, how old is that schedule he's got? No, he don't need. He's playing high school
teams. He's got
teams.
Three. Larry, yeah. He has at least three quarterbacks right now that could start at Alabama.
Five.
Three that could start it out. There may be somebody else. I just don't know their name. I don't know. I don't go fourth and fifth string.
You ain't got no three that start Alabama. We wouldn't have them.
He has three quarterbacks on his roster right now that could start at Alabama without breaking a sweat.
Hey, let me tell you something. We just got a player from Georgia that played 35 games and is a starter.
Yeah, why do you think he left?
We got the best running back in Georgia. We're going to kick Georgia's ass this year. We're going to smoke them.
There is a problem with that. You have to play Georgia to beat them. And last year, it didn't happen. What makes you think it's good? Some of our guests earlier don't think it's going to happen this year.
It's a few problems. Let me tell you something. Payback, our offensive line averaging, let me tell you, our offensive line is 1,600 pounds, Jack. Now, you match that. We're going to be nasty this year. We're going to be nasty. We're going to mess some people up, Jack. We ain't playing no more. We ain't having no pity party. Woo! We're going to kick some ass.
Larry, let me repeat one more time. According to ESPN, Georgia is number one.
I don't care about ESPN. What they matter? They don't play football, do they? If they did, we'd whoop their ass. That's right. I wish you'd play. We'd whoop your ass.
Larry, you're just in a whooping ass mood, aren't you?
Yeah, we revenge. Revenge tour, Jack. And all you people out there, you Georgia clowns and Auburn and hey, good luck, baby. We coming for you. Whoop. Okay.
The Bama Revenge Tour begins soon at a theater near you. Let's check out Brock, who is up next. Hey, Brock.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm kind of interested in maybe some of the SEC. I live all the way up here in North Dakota, but, you know, maybe the closest college campuses, maybe Nebraska, things like that. But, you know, I know personal questions aside, things like that, but I'm interested in maybe checking out an SEC game, you know, atmosphere, stadium atmosphere, college campus life. You know, I guess my question is maybe what game should I maybe possibly check out? And
ask the guys in the other room to think about this. We're talking about this season, right?
Yeah. You know, maybe this season or maybe just in general also, you know.
Some of it depends. This season, I'm going down a couple of different. There are certain places that are just superb. I think Alabama, Texas this year in Tuscaloosa is going to be a great atmosphere. Alabama, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU. Georgia, what's Georgia's biggest? Does Georgia even have a good home game this year? What about LSU? What does LSU have at home this year? Trying to think. I'm looking at games at LSU. Florida's always a great game down there. How about the A&M LSU game? Why don't you tell us, Brock, before we just go down 14 different rosters, where you're thinking about going, and then we'll help. Pick a spot or two, and then we'll take it from there. Because this year they're probably the most exciting non-conference game is going to be. The two not most exciting are going to be the first one in Orlando. Florida State and LSU the next week, Texas at Alabama, and we'll try to zero. Georgia at Tennessee probably would be my number one pick for most anticipated games. Tennessee is an awesome site, especially at that time of the year. Chris is in West Monroe, Louisiana. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. It is so good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Paul, it's been two and a half years since I last called.
Well, Chris, I hope you've been okay.
And the reason it was in 2020, January of 2020. Alabama just won the national championship. And I was calling in to talk to you about Jimbo. I didn't buy all the hot, they finished number five and everybody was talking. Matt from San Antonio was going crazy, And I was going to give you all the reasons. So I talked to Mark Kubiak. He put me on hold and I'm sitting there. And Paul, you had a caller and y'all were talking. And during that call, I broke out in a cold sweat. I couldn't breathe. I started shaking all over. I was having a panic attack. And that's the last thing I remember until you said, okay, Chris from West Monroe. And you was so gracious to let me die, get off the phone. And so, Paul, I wanted to tell you what that phone call was. And just a little background, in 2020 summer, me and my wife were building a house. And a contractor came and told me that the lumber prices had gone up $17,000. Well, that August, it put me in depression. I said, am I going to be able to build this house? Am I going to finish it? If I can't, will I even be able to sell it? So I didn't watch any news or anything. So I go on, and then here comes January, and I finally got enough nerve to call you. So you had a phone call. And here's how the phone call went. It was, okay, let's go to Ohio. Jeff from Ohio. What's up, Paul? Yeah. Hey, Paul, you seen the price of lumber?
I do remember that call.
And you remember that, Paul?
Oh, yeah. He said, I told you to buy lumber price. I told you to buy lumber stocks a couple weeks ago. I said, sure, Jeff.
Yeah. And, Paul, I mean, when he said that, and here I am fixing to start off my house, and I haven't watched the news or anything, and I've been praying to the Lord that please everything work out. And then he has to come that, and I'm thinking, Lord, they're not even shipping it in from Canada. And one other thing, Paul.
Hey, by the way, I read today that lumber prices are at a three or four year low.
Yeah, and so 2 years, 2 months later, I was going to call in again. And I finally got my nerve up. Well, I didn't even get in. I was fixing the call, and then Jeff came back on. And this time, here we go. Let's go to Jeff in Ohio. How's it going, Paul? Yeah. Hey, Paul, you seen the price of appliances? And Paul, that was it. It's been 2.5 years since I called in. And so I finally got my nerves. Jeff has been calling in. I fell off the horse. I got to get back on it. So I just want to tell
Jeff. Hey, Chris, did you ever build your house?
Oh, yeah. Paul, the Lord took care of me. Everything worked out fine. I mean, it did go up. I was going to build an outdoor kitchen, so we're just now going to start on it and get that. So I had to leave that off to have, for the money. But everything worked out fine, and we love our new place. And I just should have trusted in the Lord, Paul, because he's always come through to me. I told you about, when I had cancer and I was watching all this, your show all the time. And that's what really helped me in the afternoons. And everything has worked out fine. And Now I'll call back later sometime this week. I know you hate these calls when people call in and they tell you, well, didn't I remember when I told you that this was going to happen? I told you that, and you said, no, you didn't. I said, well, that was back then. Well, this time I'm going to tell you why Jimbo, why I didn't pick him to win anything, and I was right. So anyway, Paul, it's so good to talk to you again.
Very glad to hear, Chris, everything is okay. You got your house built, and everything that Jeff said was happening in 2020 is the reverse is true right now. Lumber has hit a new low, and the difference, lumber may be down, appliances may be down, cars are easier to find, but Jeff is still as loud as he's ever been. We'll take a short break. Coming back right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
The call Paul always gets us, doesn't it? How about Daryl up next? Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are well. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening several years and never called in. It seems to me I'm a Georgia fan, but the feel like the entertainment comes from the Alabama fans that call in quite often.
They can be entertaining. You are correct. Win or lose, they're always fun.
I was excited about the Dylan Rowell acquisition today, and I think
deal.
It's just more things to come.
Yeah, Georgia. I just saw it. Georgia has 9 ESPN 300 players. They have 3 5 stars. They are prohibitively ranked at number one. It's very early. I always caution people. It's May, obviously, May 15th. Things will change, but recruiting is – this isn't your father's recruiting where you have a lot of time. There isn't a lot of time. Players commit early, and you know, some will – remember, the number one player last year committed in July. So you don't have a lot of players waiting any longer, especially the very top ones. They want to start making plans because everybody of that ilk shows up in December these days. Thank you for the call. Ryan is in Arkansas. Hey, Ryan. Thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank
Go
you.
Go Hogs baseball. They're rocking and rolling.
They are.
Wanted to talk about, you know, the NIL deals. I think part of the reason why this came about too, not the reason, but a part of the reason was coaches could leave, go get more money at another school, but there was always a buyout clause. Let's look at player scholarships differently and put a buyout clause in these. So when these schools are poaching players for NIL deals, there's a financial penalty involved too. There's a buyout clause, so to speak, for these scholarships. I think that might hinder some players or schools from poaching too if there's some buyout clause.
But Ryan, if you put a buyout clause in legally, are you not making them employees?
Well, and that's, again, maybe they could. Maybe I guess you could look at it that way, but there's probably a legal way to get around that if these schools, I'm not saying they're paying these kids, but alumni.
Well, I think we are moving down the road of them being established as employees anyway. I don't know why we act like they're not being paid.
They're not.
They are being paid.
Correct.
I had a coach tell me the other day that he was really surprised what another school was offering. I mean, that's how crazy it is. And everyone knows what's happening, because if you're trying to keep a player or get a player, that player will tell you whether that player tells you. Someone is going to tell you what the price is. So there are no secrets any longer.
Correct. Yep. And I just thought maybe it would stop. I don't know if it would stop players from entering the portal, but it might stop other schools from trying to poach players who aren't in the portal.
Well, we are going to have a scandal one of these days, Ryan, where, and Feldman alluded to it, where somebody does a sting and sets up another school, and you have forensic records, you have screenshots. You just bust somebody wide open, and that's the moment where we are going to find out whether the NCAA really cares. We already know they don't, but it will be harder to look the other way. And we haven't had that yet. Right now we have a lot of anonymous people talking, because almost no coach wants to go on the record. Thank you for the call. Don is up next in Ohio. Hello, Don. Go right ahead.
Hi, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to speak a little bit on Jim and his use of religion and politics to try to control the people on this show.
Yes.
It just permeates the South. I don't know why people use politics and religion to just decide how they're going to act and react to other people and judge other people all the time. It's just a waste of time. And Jim is a waste of time. Just my opinion. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Derek is calling next. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you today, sir?
Derek, we are doing well. Thank you.
Good. In reference to the caller that called earlier about the young lady with the walker at the University of Alabama?
Yes.
Yes. That's my daughter.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, we were talking about the ALS fist pump challenge, and we had Sarah on who started it all, and then a caller saw that and made reference.
Actually, she has cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay. Well, this
but
was for... The genesis was ALS, but I'm glad we could stipulate that.
Yeah, well, I'm a single dad with four daughters, so they were raised kind of military style.
Yes.
So just because she has cerebral palsy has not stopped her from anything.
That is fantastic.
She's at the University of Alabama. She is on the wheelchair tennis team, and she is on the president's list.
Derek, that is really great. We've had a caller over the years with cerebral palsy, and we've gotten to know him very well. And I think too often we think it stops people. It does not. It just inspires them, and I'm really glad to hear your story.
Yes. I mean, if you raise them tough and everything, they'll learn to go, and it doesn't take anything from anything. So I'm proud of that.
Well, I commend you. What you are doing is not easy. It's hard to raise one person, let alone four, as a single person. And thank you for sharing your story.
Now, I have one more thought. Did you know that Iban and Jim are actually the same person?
I didn't know that.
Personality? Yeah. The arguments I've listened for quite a while. The arguments they've had have actually been on tape. Iban has taped them. So it's pretty much just it's a split from personality issue. just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, I'm glad you did, Derek. A lot of mysteries out there still need to be resolved, but that one is off the board right now after your call. We'll take a break. Few minutes remaining if you would like to give us a call. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.